We have Jessica Vogt in studio with us, Families First here in North Platte. How are you, Jessica?
I'm fine. Thanks for having me.
You betcha. And you brought a guest today. Introduce our guest.
I have with me today Megan Daly with Sixpence. They are one of our local partners, and they work with children ages 0 to 3.
0 to 3, and welcome in, Megan.
Hi, thank you.
First time you've been on the radio?
No, I've been on a couple times.
Okay, yeah, you're not quivering as much, you know, after you get past that, you know. That always helps. First time you can usually tell, they're kind of like, I'm not sure about this, but hopefully we get through it here with no problem. So you want to talk about Project Connect, which is rapidly approaching here in less than 3 weeks now, August 5th, right?
That's right, Tuesday, August 5th.
So what is Project Connect? What do we have to look forward to on the 5th of August?
So Project Connect is intended to be a one-stop shop for people in our community to find all of the resources that are available here in North Platte and Lincoln County. We are going to be at the Methodist Church from 11 to 2 on August 5th. And as of right now, we have 38 different agencies signed up to be there.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's just it's kind of open house style. People can come in and walk around and meet all of the vendors, find out what they have to offer and what would be beneficial for their specific family. We also will have lunch served by Nebraska Land Bank. They're providing hot dogs on their grill, which is so great. We're very grateful for that.
I would imagine.
Yeah.
That'll meet the hunger need there at some point.
Yeah.
So this is just kind of a three-hour shot here. We have a chance to catch up with a lot of different agencies, find out more about what services they have to offer. Is that kind of the idea, to just have that period of time where people can just float around and see what the agencies have to offer here in town?
Yep, we're trying to make it as simple as possible, putting all of us in one location so people aren't having to bounce around all around town to meet different people. They can meet them all at one place and determine what's best for them and then make further contact after that. We're also going to have the Nebraska Total Care Dental Van there, and they'll be doing free dental screenings. First come, first serve, so if anyone's interested in that, make sure that you get there towards the beginning. What hours are they actually supposed
to? They'll be there from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., so longer than Project Connect.
Oh, okay. Good deal. That is something that probably doesn't get enough attention, but to have that available during this time. Going to be given haircuts?
Yeah, Hall of Fame Fades will be there giving free kids haircuts.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, they do a great job, and they're very excited
just
to be there.
Bring little chairs there, simulated barber chairs.
Yeah, they have these little stools that they bring, and they have the ring lights. Create a really cool atmosphere for the kids to get their haircuts before
all
school.
All right. That sounds great. And the dental screenings, too. And this is all offered free then?
That's correct.
The haircuts and the dental screenings, great. Do they have to contact Penny ahead of time if they want a dental screening, or just show up?
They do not have to. It is a first come, first serve.
Okay, so get there, you would suggest getting there, by noon probably? Because there might be a lot of people gathering early there for that?
Or? Yeah, they will probably create a wait list. And then they'll reach out, when a spot has opened up.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Sounds like a good deal. Megan, talk a little bit about, you're going to be you're representing Sixpence at this Project Connect.
Yes, I am.
So talk a little bit about what Sixpence offers, because I've never heard of it until Jessica mentioned it to me a few minutes ago.
Yeah, so Sixpence is an early childhood parent education program. Mm-hmm. We work with parents that have kids age 0 to 3 or that are currently expecting. And the goal of our program is just to empower parents to be their child's first teacher at home. We really promote attachment and bonding and healthy relationships through different kinds of interaction.
Mm-hmm. So are you kind of the head of the organization there?
There's two of us.
Okay.
We're called parent educators. So myself and Kelly Mathewson are the two that do it for North Platte.
Okay. And there's a lot of organizations probably similar to what you have to offer, but what are we talking about when we mention 38 throw out some of the others that, you know, Jessica, are going to be there and kind of the range of services that they provide.
There's a huge range. So we have early childhood education. We have Region 2 Human Services. We have, and from them, we have two different sections. So there's the substance use, and then there's the mental health aspect.
Okay.
There's also veterans benefits. SSVF and Staff Sergeant Fox will be there representing the veterans and offering their resources. There's also, we've reached out to different child care providers. Hopefully we can get some of those lined up as well, just so that people are aware of the different centers available and what they offer, because every center is different. There's also
employment services.
Yep, employment services. Family support, like Independence Rising, they're going to be there. There's a whole wide variety.
So when you talk about family support, what does that include then?
That is usually going into the home and supporting the family how they need it. It could be just like working through a budget. It could be different
practical things.
Yeah, different types of things.
Things that are going to reduce your stress a little bit in the household and maybe enable you to focus a little bit more on doing family things and be a little bit more organized with all the plethora of things that we have to deal with.
Exactly.
So that maybe you can focus in on other more important things, you know, not have to be bogged down by some, like the budget, you know, and that, things like that. Some people handle stuff like that pretty easily, but others are kind of like, it's just this mass of numbers and how do I keep things in order? So you got, obviously, organizations that can help you out with that. Want to stress, this is Tuesday, August 5th. As Megan said at the top, First United Methodist Church is going to be the host site. You just doing that out in the parking lot then or inside? Or
it's inside.
It will be inside?
Yeah. Okay. The dental van will be outside.
Okay.
But everybody else will be inside their foyer area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and in the gym.
Yep.
Okay.
And then another thing that's pretty exciting is we're able to offer incentives to anybody that attends. So we'll have kind of a bingo card that you fill out as you go around and meet the different services.
Oh, okay.
And once that's full, you can turn it in, and we have like hygiene kits, cleaning kits, sheet sets, vouchers for kids' youth sports that families can receive for free just by attending.
Okay. Backpacks, school supplies.
Yep.
They're going to give them out?
Yep.
So this is, and this just encompasses a lot of different things you can find out about all these different organizations. And I just think it's great that North Platte can offer these to people in the area. I mean, a town of 25,000, that's a lot of people. But I look down here at the bottom of the flyer that you sent me to, LMCA is one of the groups too. And I know they're getting some attention here. Of late, Nebraska Total Care, you got what, CVS League there, Lutheran Family Services, Equitable Bank, Nebraska Land Bank, North Platte Public Schools involved, Nebraska Early Development Network, just a lot of different people, and even the Department of Labor is involved from Nebraska. Bannisters, that's one I haven't heard of too. What are they?
Bannisters is a youth leadership program.
Youth leadership. Mm-hmm. Okay. Never heard of them. And you got the Hall of Fame Barbershop logo in there, too. Again, they're giving haircuts, you know. I think that, you know, if I was a dad and, you know, was taking a day off, it'd be like, we're getting you a haircut today. We're taking you down to the Methodist Church, and we're going to get you a high fade, you know. 11 to 2 on August 5th, First United Methodist Church, for anyone who doesn't know that location, at 1600 West E Street in North Platte. Ladies, anything else you wanted to mention in regard to this?
No, just thank you for letting us share about this.
Yeah, and we hope to see a lot of people there.
You betcha. And one last thing, I see Spanish translation and interpretation available. So if you're fluid in Spanish and, you know, a little trepidation about speaking in English, well, there will be translators and interpreters available to handle that. So always a good thing to know. We have been speaking with Megan Daly from Sixpence and Jessica Vogt from Families First here in North Platte. We thank you very much and hope you get a lot of people on the 5th of August there, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. All right.